the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
While the holiday season is a time of enjoying festive food, family gatherings, and gift giving, it also generates a lot of waste. According to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, Americans throw away 25% more trash between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. This amounts to 25 million tons of garbage, or about 1 million extra tons each week. To help people reduce, recycle, and reuse during the holidays, Kelsey Easter, a senior geography, geology, and planning student and eco-rep at Missouri State University, will lead two green holiday workshops on campus today and tomorrow. The workshops are supported by the Student Sustainability Fund. I'm Emily Yip. Easter is here today to share more about how people can make more sustainable choices this holiday season and all year long.
The holidays are usually a time of excess, and a lot of times people will do what they consider to be the easiest. But since there's so much extra waste that's happening during the holiday season, this is a good avenue for minimizing your waste.
The workshops on December 6th at 4 p.m. and December 7th at 3 p.m. will cover several topics relating to the holidays.
We will be covering how to reduce waste in preparing food. We'll talk about alternatives to wrapping paper or gift alternatives. If you are celebrating Christmas, what type of tree should you think about buying, whether it's been sourced locally, if it's a potted tree that you can replant, what the different aspects of an artificial tree might be, the lights that you use on the tree or decorations. So we'll discuss the benefits of using LED lights.
Easter has some suggestions for people to go green this holiday season.
Some pretty simple ways are instead of sending holiday cards, if you were to send e-cards, that would be a no-cost solution to reducing your amount of waste. So in the United States, 2.6 billion holiday cards are sold each year. So that's enough to fill a football field 10 stories high of paper. So if each person just sent one less card, we would save 50,000 cubic yards of paper. Also, in regards to wrapping paper, most of the time you wrap it and then whenever you unwrap it, it just gets thrown right away. So that's wasteful. You can actually make your wrapping a part of the gift. You could use a scarf to wrap your present, or you could use a reusable bag. If every American family wrapped just three of their presents in reused materials or reusable materials, it would save enough paper to cover 45,000 football fields.
Another thing to consider is your food choices.
Food waste is an extremely common problem during the holidays. People overindulge in the preparation of their food and often end up with too many leftovers for people to eat. And while meat eating is kind of a controversial topic, it is basically the most hypocritical thing that you can do as an environmentalist, because per 1 pound of beef that's produced, that uses the same amount of fossil fuels that it takes to drive a car for 20 miles. So that's pretty significant, the amount of resources that goes into that. So if you don't want to completely give up meat over the holiday season, you can still have your Christmas ham, but maybe just buy half a ham instead of the whole ham, or only do one meat option instead of having a ham and a turkey. And also buy using local fruits and vegetables and local goods in your sides, you can drastically reduce the amount of transportation that it took and the fossil fuels that it took to get the food to your dining table.
Although there are some barriers to going green, such as cost and convenience, Easter believes everyone can do something to live sustainably.
People may be overwhelmed with the idea of becoming sustainable because they do see it as a large lifestyle change. But if everyone does whatever they can to be sustainable, then that in itself will make a large impact. You don't have to do everything all by yourself in order to save the planet. But if you just become conscious of your everyday decision making and everyday purchases, then you'll start realizing that there are simple solutions to this environmental problem.
For more information about the workshops or to sign up, email Easter at ESTHER 326 at life.missouristate.edu. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.